Well, Graham described himself as a high Victorian, and by the end of the century, beginning of the 20th century, you had a massive changes that were very worrying to the traditionalist person. And so you had the emancipation of women. Well, the beginnings of that. You had the first suffragettes. You had the first Labour Party seats being won. You had the motor car being allowed to go at more than 4 miles an hour and generally wrecking the scenery. You had the railway expanding, especially into the Thames Valley, the huge expansion of the railways at that time, and therefore the expansion of outer suburbia. And so things were being destroyed. And that was quite apart from the worry about the gold standard, the fact that the British had lost a couple of wars and that the army was seen to be no longer in its strong state. And so change was really around the place. And
the beloved countryside was also sort of changing, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. The idyllic beloved countryside was being corrupted all the time by cars and trains and people and peasants. Even the river, of course, the river where Graham grew up by, the Thames, and which he spent a lot of time as a youth rowing on, was suddenly becoming so fashionable and so popular that all the hoi polloi bank clerks at weekends were coming out. And if you look at pictures of the Henley Regatta in 1895, you could walk across the river on the boats. It was absolutely astonishing for miles. And so Graham was clearly a man who felt all this very deeply, that he was very worried about this, and he was worried about women in general as well, the power of women. He had a very ambivalent feeling towards women. And so in The Wind in the Willows, the few women who appear are either like the barge woman, powerful and likely to throw you out of the barge, or they are nurses are referred to. How could Toad allow himself to be pushed around by female nurses? So all these ambivalences for a man who was brought up in a certain way. And again, of course, you've got the paradox that he, as a writer, he was not entirely what he looked like. He was a writer who was a satirist. He was a writer who could make very funny jokes and was a very witty man. And so you have all these paradoxes going on in Graham within this context of a society which is changing really fast.